Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Question?
Yes, sir.
I know you have a lot of toys in your basement.
I do. I collect. They're highly valuable collectibles.
What do you think the most high-priced thing you have is worth?
Mine, probably. God, there's so many. I have a lot. Probably.
You're stalling.
I am. Why? What's going on?
Because there's a toy from the 80s and 90s.
I probably have it.
The Polly Pocket.
I don't have any of that.
It's a girly toy.
I remember Polly Pockets.
I don't remember them that well. I think Little D said like they were even in Happy Meals for a little bit.
They were.
And like they would do Hot Wheels for boys and Polly Pockets for girls.
It's like their little own little world, their own little in a little pocket. You open it up and they have like little pieces. And
yes.
People. Yes.
They're almost like what I don't know. You probably don't know these because these are modern, but I have a daughter who's into Shopkins or Shopkins. Was for a little while. They're little, it's silly. It's like a donut playing saxophone, but they're just little rubber.
Brightly colored.
Brightly, little, yes.
That's kind of based on the Polly.
Well, these things were created by a dude named Chris Wiggs in 83. And they were Mattel toy. They are selling on eBay for upwards of $10,000.
Polly Pockets.
Yes.
$10,000.
Absolutely.
What the hell? Why didn't I call it? I didn't. Those are girl toys.
I don't know. But this is this. Like when I saw this story, I was thinking of you. I'm like, this is your version of why you keep collecting toys because you keep saying they're going to be worth something.
Yeah.
Yet none of your crap is worth anything.
Sometimes.
You're
someday.
Name one thing that you have that's worth even $100.
There's a dude. I have to,
no, not something you've dropped $100 on when you're baked out of your gourd and eBay comes calling like, what a Starship Enterprise! Hell yeah, I'll buy that.
I gotta consult my list.
Come on. If I had an investment in my basement, I'd know what was there. So tell me, what do you got?
I have, there's like some Mego stuff from like Batman.
What's Mego?
It's a company that made some Batman action figures and vehicles and play action sets.
Are you talking about the gray Batman or black Batman?
It's black. It'd be, be the old school blue and gray Batman.
Like the one that was on TV, yes, with Adam West.
Yes. And then there's like Mego made like a Bat Cave with the Batmobile, mm-hmm, and the Bat Lab and, mm-hmm, the Bat. That's probably worth around $400.
Right, you now, say that because that's how much you dropped for it on eBay scenario that I already laid out.
Slacker, it'll
one
back
day,
to 400.
Someone else.
Stop knowing my stuff.
Want.
I know.
How much have you paid for like Evel Knievel stuff?
I paid like about probably 100, like $500-$600, thinking that I got in at the hot time and it just, the market just went to hell.
Is Evel Knievel still alive?
People don't even know who the hell this guy is.
I know. Well, our generation,
he passed
even,
away.
He did?
Yeah.
So did you think that when he passed away, that's when it was going to hit?
Problem, what I didn't think was that guy, his signature is, he signed everything.
He was a whore.
He was. So everything is basically worthless. And because there's so many toys on the market at the time, all the ones that I have really aren't the
coveted. You got the scramble van.
I do.
Yeah, the little
Sky
cranky.
Cycle, yeah. All that. It's the rare ones I don't have. I grabbed all the ones that weren't rare.
Well, maybe you can go on Craigslist.
Polly Pockets.
And try to trade all of your Sky Cycles.
For Polly Pockets.
Honest to God, if you're listening right now, go home, check your closet.
Please do.
Because, I mean, now I would assume you being the toy guy, you have to have all the little pieces, parts.
Dude, Polly Pocket, I just looked it up. There are so many little parts that, yeah, to have all of them intact in it, like a mint in container. Yeah, now we're talking.
But if you're one of those nerds who like put it in a bag or, yep, kept your boxes or,
yep,
whatever,
yep,
we're talking $10,000, even $2,500.
How was I supposed to know that Polly Pocket was going to be the?
Well, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
You put all your money behind Evel Knievel.
I ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.